This is the Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, January 2, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell to 1.69 million tons on continued slow U.S. manufacturing. The U.S. dollar index, the U.S. dollar versus other global currencies. When the U.S. dollar index goes down, commodities priced in U.S. dollars typically rises. It fell to 101.3, down for the year as the Federal Reserve is forecasting interest rate cuts in 2024. WTI crude oil price rose slightly to $71.65 a barrel, down a big 10% for 2023. This is on slowing demand and rising non-OPEC oil production, including the U.S. The U.S. oil rig count fell slightly to 500. This was on great productivity per well and a very slow increase in production. U.S. oil exports to Europe are up 82% from the pre-Ukraine war. Russia oil is now going mostly to China and India versus they used to send it to Europe. U.S. weekly oil production rose to 13.3 million barrels per day, another new record high in American history. The U.S. is now the number one oil producer in the world and the number two oil exporter, yes, exporter after Saudi Arabia. The U.S. is also number one in the world in gas producing and the number one in the world gas exporter. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $380 gross ton. There is slight upward price pressure in January for scrap steel due to the lower U.S. dollar, which helps exports. Hot rolled coil steel price rose slightly to $54.63 a hundredweight, which is $1,093 a ton on higher iron ore and scrap metal prices. Copper price rose slightly to $3.89 a pound on good demand, helped by a lower dollar. Remember, copper is called Dr. Metal. Copper price is an indicator of economic health. Many people are not happy about the economy, but the economy is still pretty good. Aluminum price rose to $1.08 a pound, which is $23.91 a metric ton, the highest in 8 months. This was on supply concerns, but soft Chinese demand from softer office building construction. China December NBS Manufacturing Purchasing Manager Index fell to 49, with under 50 being contraction. Factory activity, new orders, and employment all fell, which hurts commodity prices. China is still forecast to grow 4.8% or more in 2024, twice the U.S. growth. U.S. November goods trade deficit widened to $90.3 billion as exports of industrial supplies and vehicles declined. Believe it or not, BMW and Mercedes are among the largest U.S. exporters exporting SUVs. U.S. November annual PCE inflation rate fell to 2.6% below forecast. Core PCE, leaving out food and energy, was up only 1.9% annualized, below the 2% target. Prices are still high, but inflation is clearly coming down. U.S. November new orders for durable goods manufactured in the U.S. surged by 5.4%, led by transportation, the largest gain since July 2020. U.S. December U of M Consumer Sentiment Index was revised higher to 69.7, the highest in 5 months. Consumers feel better about the trajectory of inflation. Overall, consumer expectations of the economy surged. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose to 37,690, hitting multiple new highs during the week last week. Inflation is too high, but it's falling, and the economy is slowing, but it's not that bad. Interest rates are forecast to drop multiple times in 2024. Roll-off trailer parts and roll-off truck parts for sale at Bentley, Galbraith, Galfab, American Roll-Off, Palfinger, Dragon, and more. Rollers, shivs, pulleys, pins, fenders, tarps, arms, and cylinders. We also have Pioneer, Rollrite, Aero, Donovan, U.S. Tar Parts, and more, all shipped same day we get the order. This report is brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Lugger Trucks, and Roll-Off Trailer Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions. We hope all have a safe and profitable week, and we hope all had a great holiday season.